This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, safer, healthier people.
Hi, my name is Freddie, Freddie the Fox. I'm a sports commentator and very excited about the Olympics. Today, I'm here at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. Before I travel to Beijing to report on all the sports action, I wanted to talk to the experts about staying healthy and safe in China. Woohoo! Yeah! And oh, I see one of those experts right now, Dr. Millie the Mouse. Lovely to see you.
Well, hi, Freddie. How are you?
I'm great and psyched about the Beijing Olympics. In fact, I'm glad I ran into you. I want to learn more about staying safe and healthy while I'm in China reporting on the Olympic Games. Could you give me some advice?
Sure. There are a few easy things that you can do to stay healthy. First, always remember to wash your hands many times a day, and especially before you eat, after you cough or sneeze, and after you play outside.
Slam dunk advice, Dr. Millie. Wash your hands? Brilliant! How do I wash my hands correctly?
I'm glad you asked that, Freddie. Use soap and water and rub your hands together for as long as it takes to sing the happy birthday song twice. And if you can't find soap and water, you can use a hand sanitizer gel instead.
Wow! You're hitting it out of the park today, Dr. Millie. Now, I've heard that birds and dolls can make me sick. What's up with that?
Ah, yes. Well, you see, Freddie, all animals can get sick, just like you and me. And they can pass their germs to people or other animals. So it's not a good idea to touch animals, especially birds and dogs that you don't know. But in case you do get bitten or scratched, wash it well and go to the doctor right away.
Wow! I didn't know any of that. Great advice. You're just the home run king today.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, but thanks anyway. I'm happy to help, but I must be off. I've got to run back to the lab.
Well, have a great day, Dr. Millie. See you soon, I hope. Wait a minute. Who's that? I can't believe it. It's Dr. Wilma the Wahoo. Hey, Dr. Wilma. What's happening?
Hey, Freddie. I hear you're going to Beijing to report on the Olympic Games this summer.
I am, and I'm here at the CDC to learn how to stay healthy on my trip.
Cool. Well, I look forward to your reports from the games this year. They're always, high energy. So, what have you learned so far about staying healthy in China?
Well, Dr. Millie the Mouse told me to wash my hands and stay away from strange animals. Anything else I should know?
I'm sure you'll spend a lot of time outdoors reporting on the athletes. Sounds super fun to me, but remember to protect yourself from the sun and heat.
Yeah, the sun can be like a referee throwing a yellow card for no reason in a soccer game.
Right, I guess so. Anyway, when it comes to the sun, don't sweat it. Protecting yourself is easy. Put sunscreen on your skin so you don't get a sunburn. Wear a hat to stay cool. And drink lots of bottled water so you don't feel thirsty.
I get it. Just like a swimmer needs a swim cap, goggles, and bathing suit to swim fast in the Olympics, I need sunscreen, a hat, and bottled water to stay healthy at the games.
Well, yes, exactly. That actually made sense. But wait, I still need to tell you about bug spray.
Bug spray? Really? I'll have to come up with an analogy that's as good as the last one. Why don't you explain more about bug spray while I'm thinking?
Okay. So, bugs really do live up to their name. They can really bug you.
Ha ha ha! Good one!
I learned from the best. Anyway, bug bites, especially from mosquitoes, can sometimes make you sick. So it's important to keep bugs from biting you. Remember to put bug spray on your arms, legs, and any part of your skin that isn't covered with clothing. Bug spray, it'll keep the bugs away.
Okay, got it. Just like a triathlete needs a swim cap, swim goggles, a bike, and running shoes to bring home the gold. I need sunscreen, a hat, bottled water, and bug spray to stay healthy at the games. Yes! All right, Doc. Anything else I should know?
Be sure you visit your doctor at least a month before you leave. You need to be up to date on all your shots, and a doctor can help.
Thanks for your expert advice, Dr. Wilma. Gosh, with all that I've learned today, I'm going for the gold and travel health.
I'm glad to hear it. I hope all your listeners do the same.
Well, sports fans, I think we've uncovered some fantastic information. Thanks for listening, and remember, you too can go for the gold and travel health.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.